This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office arrested 45-year-old Ferndale resident Kimberly Felder following a disturbing report of violence committed against her 11-year-old daughter. Sheriff's deputies responded to Centerville Beach on Friday morning on a report that a woman was assaulting and abusing a child. Felder told a group of about 12 people who were watching that she was performing an exorcism on her daughter. Felder had stripped the child naked and was beating her with driftwood while shoving sand in the child's ears and mouth. Felder was also biting and scratching her. A citizen named John Marcial, who was in the crowd, intervened and got involved in a physical altercation with Felder while deputies were en route. Deputies arrived and were able to subdue Felder and placed her in handcuffs, and she was booked into county jail for attempted murder, felony child abuse, and aggravated mayhem. The child was treated at the hospital for serious injuries, including severe damage to one of her ears. On Sunday, Humboldt deputies and officers with the California Highway Patrol responded to Nancy Court on a report of a burglary that was in progress. Law enforcement contacted 28-year-old Robert Lippert leaving the residence with stolen property, and he attempted to flee before deputies took him into custody. While on scene, deputies contacted 24-year-old Lindsay McIntyre Morgan, who had two felony warrants out in her name. The two were booked into county jail, and Lippert was booked for burglary, while McIntyre Morgan was booked for her warrants. On Sunday night, Bear River Casino security contacted the sheriff's office and reported that a small child was locked inside of a vehicle in the casino parking lot. The 2-year-old child was unresponsive when security staff was able to make entry into the vehicle, and city ambulance arrived on scene and transported the child to Redwood Memorial for treatment of heat-related injuries. The child's grandmother, Catherine Perry, emerged from the casino, and it was determined that she left her grandchild in the car for 40 minutes while she went to gamble. Perry was arrested and booked for willful harm or injury to a child, among other charges. The CHP is continuing the investigation into a fatal traffic collision on Highway 101 at the South G Street exit ramp in Eureka during the early morning hours on Saturday. A Redding man was driving the vehicle around 3:30 in the morning when he lost control as he negotiated a curve at the end of the off-ramp, and the car left the roadway and slammed into a large tree. The driver died at the scene, and a passenger in the vehicle suffered minor injuries and was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. The driver's identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin, and a toxicology analysis will be performed as a part of the investigation to determine if the driver was under the influence at the time of the crash. It's the 16th fatal traffic collision in the county since the first of the year. This morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office introduced 9 new sheriff's deputies who graduated from last week's College of the Redwoods Basic Police Academy. Matthew Clevenger, Chad Crody, Nathan Cumbo, Patrick Del Rosario, Matthew Froming, Peter Leipzig, Travis Rogers, Danielle Vickman, and Brandon Selby were all introduced as new deputies, and the new hires were a direct result of Measure Z funding. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to transportation and its importance to the economic health of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California, as well as the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. In November of 2014, Curry County Administrator Julie Schmelzer issued a letter to then-Oregon Governor Kitzhaber, as well as officials with the Oregon Department of Transportation, requesting state assistance in expanding the road network into and out of the region. Schmelzer said in the letter that one of the reasons counties such as Curry and Josephine are struggling is because of poor road connectivity. She argued that explaining the local road network would make travel far easier and would allow for expanded tourism opportunities, particularly if the Checo River is listed as wild and scenic. Schmelzer said that as the roads and highways now stand, visitors wouldn't be able to easily get to the Checo to enjoy it. She also argued for an expansion of Highways 33 and 23 to the east and for a connection with Gold Beach with the I-5 as steps that can be taken to improve road connectivity and revitalize the economies in our communities. State lawmakers introduced a state version of net neutrality regulations aimed at protecting the privacy of internet users. Named the California Broadband Internet Privacy Act, it would require ISPs to get approval from subscribers to sell their information, require consent disclosures to be clear and easy to access, prohibit providers from offering pay-for-privacy plans, and it would also require ISPs to adequately protect consumers' private information. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.